And we back. Let's see here. Scrolling through the timeline to see what are we going to do with these questions. Scott, -1.5, Mr. Joel Fiji. +104. Well, if you're getting plus money on a flip, you're supposed to take it, Joel. So I would say if you like Scott, go with it. I don't think I'm going to bet it, but I think you're in the right headspace. Let's see here. The groomsman has to win this tournament someday, right? You know what? We keep saying that about Tony Finau, and he hasn't done much. So, I don't know about that. See, Daniel Edwards says Morikawa +115 versus Scott. I don't like guys going through putting changes. JD didn't seem extremely high on him, but I'm not sure. Look who's back. It's JD. All right,
JD. My dumbass left that fucking those numbers up the whole time. So, all right, whatever. Ready to roll?
Yeah, Joel's questioning Scott over.
Where are we at? Let me just speed. All right, so you start from the top?
Yeah. Good. First one, Scott versus Sergio. I told him I would, if he likes Scott, that's fine. I'm not betting it, but it's a flip pretty much to me. So
yeah, you know, I mean, I have Scott as a pretty big favorite to Sergio, but the issue is that Sergio has been playing. He's been hitting it so good. He's become like randomly ultra elite off the tee. Has he always been like that? Like, I mean, you know better than I would, but
no, he's always been elite.
I mean, he's like insanely good off the tee. And normally he's a good iron player, and he hasn't played well. I just feel like his upside is like winning this golf tournament if everything goes right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm not super excited to fade him. I think I make Scott a little bit of a favorite. I make him like, what is the line on that? Do we know?
Yeah, like I said, I'm not gonna bet it, but if you like Scott, yes, it's the number's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I would need Scott anywhere in your pick'em is a bet, but anything more than that, I think I'm probably hanging out. Daniel, did you get this this one from Daniel saying, talking about Riviera's favors right to left?
Yeah, well, I've heard.
I think it was,
I mean, players. I don't know, bro. I mean, I'm going through the lineage of players that have going right to left. And
doesn't Scott hit a draw off the tee?
Scott hits a draw, but how many times has he won here?
Twice, but I mean, and DJ goes left. I think it's just a shot maker course, right? I mean, Bubba will hit anything. I think what's more important is just is being in the fairways and being able to attack the pins, which it, you know, proximity here is very difficult. Like it's one of the largest in for proximity on the entire tour, mostly because they can bake these things out. So to me, I like a guy who can control his golf ball. However, right, there's just a lot of holes. A lot of holes are actually kind of straight too, but then you know you have some holes that will work left to right, right to left. I think it's just an all around shot maker's course. I don't necessarily think the off the tee stuff matters that much.
Yeah, Daniel, bro, Rory sets up well for every golf course and disappoints.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Scott Sergio -104, laying a stroke and a half. Now, Joel, I'm gonna stay away from that one.
Boy, Daniel.
Morikawa over Scott again. If I have a guy now, right, even if my numbers have a little value, I'm not going to fade that guy in a head-to-head. If it were just straight, like, you know, straight up, I don't think Morikawa should be a dog to Adam Scott in any world. Now, here's the thing. This is interesting with Daniel. When we talked, shout out to our boy Barry Horse. This number has been absolutely destroyed at some markets. So this number is up to Scott. I saw what did Barry give us? He gave us -170.
Yeah.
So if you really want, yeah, it's -160 right now. So Danny, you got to shop around because I'm staring at Morikawa +133, which is just completely wrong. I'm not going to play it because I have outrights on both, and I don't like that. I mean, it's just, that's just a thing of mine. It's probably cost me money. I probably should bet for and against my outrights, but at the same time, it's like, you know, it's like a fucking Polish middle. I'll lose them both, right? So, but, you know, just check around and wait on that, Daniel. Do not, if you want a bit more cow on that, wait until the very end because these markets will switch to reflect these numbers. I guarantee it.
Okay, thoughts on a Ram this week? Seeing Sergio versus Ram at +225. Wow, not surprised they even put that up. Actually,
is that just like a Spaniard market though? You think like top Spaniard?
If it is, yeah, I think that's bettable. Ram can shit the bed. 225 and Sergio's.
I don't think Ram can shit the bed though. You really think he can shit the bed? I think his floor is like. It's top 25, right?
I'm just saying 225.
Yeah, so you're looking at 225. You're looking at a little over 60. So 260. You're looking at like 65%. It's probably Sergio or nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
You want? Yeah. Like basically, you're asking us like, is this bettable? Because that's listen, man. We talking with bettors here. Is it bettable? Yes, it's bettable. how likely is it going to happen? Yeah, I think that's a number to bet. Like this guy's not putting his mortgage on it.
No, and Spartans like those markets this week. There are some interesting ones. I wouldn't mind even going over those real quick because I was checking those out. There are some interesting plays in those markets. Generally, because they're not offered every week, I'm not very good at those. I have to be honest. Like those fucking top nationality markets, for whatever reason, I've kind of shit the bet on.
I don't know why.
Super small sample.
He only bet one. That's why. Sometimes you want to bet like two guys that can beat the one guy.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you're right. But yeah, I mean, ultimately, I think if you're looking at that as like top Spaniard, I don't think there is another Spaniard in the field. Sergio 225. That's the only way you can go on that. You're not going to lay the juice on Rom. But I mean, I think Rom's floor is top 25 here. I don't think you're going to get anything less than that, personally. When you go through your models, how many rounds do you go back? It's Yak. What up? Thanks for the fucking drop.
Thank you.
I do a
20.
That's, you know, I won't say it's proprietary, but I put a lot of different shit in there. That's some's 24, some's 50. I go back to 100 for a certain percentage. I'll go as short as 8 for a certain thing. It varies for sure.
All right. He says it varies.
It varies. That's, you know, there comes a point where you got to kind of keep some of that shit.
Mine's usually about 25. And I also go off my memory, which is pretty stupid.
Yeah. No, I think that's one thing I love about golf, though, man. Like, I don't think you could just bet it based on your numbers. You have to, I think, following it and getting information from watching every week is huge in golf because it's an individual sport. There's a lot less working parts than there are in a football game or a basketball game. And in baseball, it's been, you know, I mean, it's been analytic out. It's very difficult to beat. So, yeah, I just think golf is kind of a uncharted territory to a certain extent because you just need to watch. Like, I know certain things because I fucking watch it. KH Lee, top 10, back 9, #DMZ. Dude, this KH Lee guy's a player. Beautiful golf swing. Top 10? Can I get a top 20 at like 4-1? That's what I'm looking at. But hey, if you've been in DMZ, you don't give a fuck about any of these guys. You're staring down the North Koreans in this bitch.
Let's see.
Here. Oh, mandatory hole-in-1. You ready?
Mandatory hole-in-1?
We got to talk about hole-in-1.
Probably not happening this week.
Part threes are impossible, right?
You don't actually have
one. Oh, yeah. You want the hole in one drop real quick?
I'm pretty sure I have one.
I think you do. You should. Let me, while you look for the drop, I'll pull up.
Hole in one. Will or will there not be?
Oh, here we go. Props. Okay. It's always under the prop section. Let me look. Let me pull this up. Okay, so we'll go over them and we'll have you guess the number, okay? Oh, shit, they're not open. It's not open yet.
I think I have it on Bovada.
Oh, do they? Okay, check Bovada. BetOnline doesn't have it, so I'm not. Yeah, I mean, they don't have anything. They don't have the top 20s
yet. Even? So -130 on the hole in one.
Really? Okay, let's go over these. That seems like a fucking no. That seems like there's no chance. Okay. Number 4 is 230. The third hardest hole in the course. It averages 3.2 No, there's not hole one there, right?
If you can make it through, basically, if you on the weekend, like it's impossible on the weekend almost.
Yeah. They're going to bake these fuckers out. Okay. So then we got, okay. On the back nine, you have some gettable ones. 193, it's the ninth hardest hole, plays 0.07 strokes over par. Is that the one that goes straight uphill, though?
Yeah.
That's you're talking about 14, right?
Right.
So that's not happening.
The one with the thing in the middle.
Yeah. So 14 is 193. It probably plays like 210, 220.
Yeah. No. Okay. Are you thinking? I'm thinking about 14 is the one that goes up, down. I think it's a little bit downhill, but it's long as shit. And then the next one after that is the one with the bunker in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, that's 16. So this is where it would happen. 165 plays exactly even par. 13th hardest hole in the course, 16. But that's not how in the weekend they're gonna trick that out. I think a no is a great number.
I think no is a great bet.
What do you have? -130 for a no?
Yeah. I got -1 no for a hole in one.
We're just gonna bet that as soon as they open. That's going on the card.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sparts, my man. Slot okay. Sluts, Andrew. What up, bro?
Did you do answer the KH Lee versus what
is yeah, we got that.
Okay, cool.
Any value on the field versus the studs?
+140 on the field? No, yeah, okay. I'm taking -170. -170 on the field.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So -170, you're looking at like 50, like 60%, 60 something percent.
I don't like three guys in here.
I don't like Thomas, I don't like McIlroy, and I don't like Shoffley.
I say yes.
I think you're right. I think a yes is the real. Yep. Tour experts, I don't know. The tour experts are probably fucking not experts. So if we get -360, ooh, I would guess there's probably value on that. I don't really
know. Who are these?
Who are these so-called? I would guess they're not good. They're probably fucking journalists who have no fucking idea how to pick a winner to save their lives. Now we're hating. Sorry. I don't know who their guys are, but yeah, my guess is probably not.
Okay. None of my books offer -1.5 lines. What's the
50 rule? Cents is the dream. 35 cents is like the minimum. 50 cents used to be 50 cents. There's not a lot of 50 cents laying around there anymore on that one. He's asking the -1.5 lines. What they're worth. 50 cents used to be amazing.
Yeah.
35 is more. 40 is kind of what I find. So like right now, if you look at like Adam Scott, I just have this up. Adam Scott's -140. And then laying the stroke against Morikawa, laying the stroke and a half, he's +100. So you know exactly 40 cents. You also have to remember, like the cents are not the same as percentages, right? Like there's a huge difference between, you know, even though it's only 10 cents, like, you know, -200 to -190 is not the same as -120 to -110. Like,
right,
that's not the same conversion. Like, that's -120 to -110 is a lot larger change in percentage. So keep that in mind as well when you're betting these. But generally speaking, 40 cents, 35 cents minimum, 50 cents used to be the god, but I don't know if that really happens anymore. I'm not sure.
No, I got you.
Woodland over Fowler. I'm not fucking with Gary. Gary's and, driver's broken.
Not only that, Ricky's like plant okay. Like,
yeah, I mean, he can't putt.
Yeah, bro, I'm good.
He's missed every putt. Like the guy, he has the legit shanks from like inside 20 feet. Like it's.
Oh, bad. I love this one here. DeChambeau versus Rory round one.
Ooh, like DeChambeau's that. A doggity.
Gibby that.
Okay. It probably should be. Yeah, I don't know. That probably should just be even. I'm probably not betting that. Probably should just be.
Did you say bet? Was it bullshit? You say bet every edge? Is that what you said?
Man, I'm not a 2 cent edge. If I think it should be even, I don't know what it. Oh, actually, I don't know what I think.
Hold on. Last 2 years, give me DeChambeau's win record.
I mean, I make DeChambeau a small favorite. So, like, I make him like -103. So, 5 cents with a percentage. Yeah, I mean, it's probably bettable. There will be better bets. I will say that. How about that?
All right. KH Lee top 20 has been playing.
Hold on. Joel, I'm not taking that because I'm going to take the three ball because Cam Champ fucking sucks. And he's in that three ball in that first round. So, fuck Rory. Grab the three ball. That's a bet I might make. We might be able to get Bryson like plus 150 in a three ball. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay.
KH League top 20 plus 600. That's going to be on the card.
KH League top 20. Circle gets.
Was he good before he served his military thing, Dave? You know that better than I would.
He
did his 2 years. Was he good before he did his 2 years? Like, was he on?
I don't know if that's him. I think maybe thinking of Sun Moon Bay or something.
Oh, maybe. No, wait. No, Lee just got done doing it, didn't he?
I don't know. Spartan, sell us if he's done.
That's not a bad bet. No, I think that's great. Cage Lee has a beautiful golf swing. I could do fucking swings right down the line.
Yeah.
No, minus 137. E money. Yeah, and I'm betting that. I'm going to bet that no one hold ones. Fun sweat. Usually, here's the thing about that one. It's interesting. Usually, it's like early morning, Friday or Saturday is when it happens because it's softer. So you kind of know. But look, if we get to Saturday, we're not going to see one. Because that's just going to be firm. They're not going to be able to get close. You know what the problem with this thing is? I don't think we get any questions from Periscope. Oh, yeah, we know. We got Periscope guys right here. Okay. Nate freaking dog, Illinois boys. I want to see you shotgun and claw. I missed that one.
Yeah.
How did I miss these? That's funny.
Yo.
Okay, here we go. Maddie Fitz over Spieff. I need a number. It's Yak. You put a number out there. I will let you know.
Maddie Fitz over Jordan Spieff. Hell no. I'm trying to put my money back in my paw, put it back in my pocket. We don't know if we get it like Spacely Sprockets. Now that's suggestion.
Uh-oh.
We try to get it back at the end. We trying to get this money guaranteed to be a sin. Oh. Yeah, we got Joe Fiji. Well, Jordan Spieff missed the cut. I don't know. I don't have a Ouija board. But I think he could miss the cut.
That was dope. 215. I think he's playing. So we're looking at like 215. We're looking at
40%.
No, it's less than that. It's like 30. 33 is 200. So you're looking like 30. Yeah. I don't think he misses the cut. Smaller field, 120 other rather than the normal 150 as well. So you got to keep that in mind. I think he's probably making the cut. I hope not.
He's playing well. Yeah, I don't think it's.
He's just hitting the irons too well, right?
Yeah, it's
hitting the irons. Like, if he finds a fairway, he's going to give himself a chance. Group winner, Garcia, Henley, Kokrak, Leash, Wolf. I hate these, by the way.
No, I don't think there's any value on them.
No, and you know, the other thing, and we talked about this earlier, the VIG in these is insane. You add those percentages up. Tell me what it comes up to, because it's a lot more than 100. Like, the VIG in these can be as much as, like, 25%. It's crazy.
G-Money, don't waste your money on these stupid-ass bets. You'll only be upset. You're the loser. All your money guaranteed to give regrets.
I love it. Can't lay. Not on the card. We talked about this. I think I'm going to have him. I'm going to have some exposure in one of my one-and-dones on Can't Lay, no matter what. Because I think he can win this golf tournament. And then, you had something with him versus, I have him versus JT. He's plus 106 versus JT.
Already.
You like that?
Yes, I do love that. Because I know what Cantley's going to do, and JT is not in that, like, superior form.
Because of that driver. I wish I had Cantley fucking Rory, dude.
Bro, I feel you on that shit.
Bryson is he's basically a pick'em to Bryson. That's about right though.
Yep.
Damn it. I wish we had Cantlay fucking Rory, man. If anyone has Cantlay Rory out there, let me know. Scott, I have Cantlay Finau, who's a fucking top 10 machine, and Cantlay Bryson, who I'm not really trying to fuck with.
Cantlay is pretty close to a top 10 machine, by the way.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. No, you're right. Let's bring up Cantlay real quick. Because I think you're right. I think Cantlay is, we saw what he did. Last week,
I'll tell you what. If they had to play together, I'll take Cantlay.
Oh God, you always take Cantlay in the group.
McShuffles
shuffle people to death.
McShuffles,
third, second, 13th, 17th win. It's pretty good form.
Yeah,
I mean he's just so good. He's so solid. It's hard to. I mean, I'm not fading Cantlay ever. That's for damn sure. Scott, top 10. Yeah, I mean, if I like him to win, yeah, top 10's fine.
Otto.
Connor's top Canadian versus Hughes. See, that was the one I was looking at, Joel. Thank you. That was the one I was looking at. I think Connor should dismiss those motherfuckers.
He should. As long as Nick Taylor didn't show up a first round leader again, asshole.
He's so pissed. Where? Let me get this market up. Hold on. Where the fuck is
it? Did you get the speed over shuffler over speed any value?
No, I haven't gotten there yet. Well, we have what? Oh, should I miss Scheffler over speed? Might as well 30. Ben? I think we lay the strokes there. That's not right.
If you can find the strokes.
Minus 130. Okay, hold on. Scheffler beats speed a lot here. Scheffler beats speed probably. Let me look. Where's Scheffler? The problem is my numbers will have value on anyone versus speed. Because he just hasn't been good for a long time. So it's kind of hard to like actually make numbers for him because you have to adjust him up because he's just a little bit better than he was, right? So if you're looking at minus 130, 56%, that sounds about right. You might be able to get me to 60% on speed. Yeah, I think that's a bet. I don't have a problem with that. I'll lay a stroke and a half though, personally. Connor's top Canadian, 2-1. I think that's a good bet. Hadwin fucking absolutely sucks. Hughes sucks. Nick Taylor, hot and cold.
Right. Ram.
Nah, not messing with that.
Ram over Cantlay? Nope.
No. Strictly tweaking. Cantlay. Berger, you see, Cantlay gained strokes putting last week. That's the crazy thing. He just kind of stop hitting it close at one time. He gained, he gained 2.8 strokes putting at the AT&T. He gained 6 on approach. He just kind of stopped. He stopped making them. He probably gained all those in that first round when he just was absolutely unconscious. Let me look. Yeah, he gained 3.6 in the first round, and he actually gained 1.8 in the second. So, shit, he actually putted. Oh, we don't know what he did on Spy. Nobody does. Like, the fucking round never happened. But yeah, I mean, he's a great golfer. No doubt about it. I love right. Cantlay. Just not here. Let's see. Fitzy, minus 106, the speed. Ooh, interesting. Where has Fitzy been?
I just don't know. Man, god dang. He's so like.
Playing the desert shit?
I haven't seen him on any broadcast.
I mean, not only that, but like, I think he got 60th at one of the desert tournaments. I'm not going that far. Negative. You got to give a little respect to Jordan, right?
Don't nobody give a care about Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, you got to get a little. Gotta get
like
a little.
My girls when she queefs.
Oh, got to get a little respect on Jordan's name.
Yeah.
How do we determine when to lay the 1.5? I lay
always.
Almost any favorite. The only time I'm a little hesitant to do it is if the golf tournament is going to play hard. If there's not going to be a ton of birdies, it's a lot more difficult for guys to distance themselves, right? So, like, I played Rahm over Rory, and that was a situation where I feel like both those guys are going to play halfway decent, just Rahm's upside is just way more. So I was a little hesitant to play the 1.5 there, but I will do it because I always give away the strokes. I don't think they price it correctly. As long as I can get 40 cents, a.k.a. whatever percentage, as long as I can get that, I'm going to lay it. Sammy, what's up, brother? Matsu over Spieth. Yeah. You're going to have to lay the 105 if you want to do it. So I lay the even money. So, yeah, you're fine at 105. That's fine. It's probably playable up to 110, laying the stroke. Matsu's floors are so high because he hits it so good, right?
Yeah, I just hope he can. Cut it.
We can just fucking learn how to putt. It looks like he's taking a shit every time he pots. It's ridiculous.
There's a lot of guys like they're going through the head. I'll tell you what, Jordan is taking less time over the ball, which is a little should be scary for the
field. His driver.
13 seconds I counted last week.
You're like 1, 2. M. Jones, DFS, good pivot. Scott Bubba going to be mega chalk. You know what? It's early on DFS. I don't understand anyone who can build lineups on Tuesdays. All the DFS touts are telling you who to play this early are completely full of fucking shit. The only way you know DFS is if you know the ownerships and know how to pivot and know where to get leverage, right? So, like, if Scott and Bubba are going to be Chuck, I'm just not playing Scott and Bubba. There are plenty of guys in that price range who are just as capable, who'll be way lower owned, who'll give you leverage on the rest of the field.
Decky.
Yeah. I mean, there's a ton of guys. I don't even look at it till Wednesday because I need to know where everyone else is at. It's not Decky hard. There's so many fucking things to tell you.
Decky or Chef might be a decent
pivot. Yeah, Chef was a good pivot. Again, I haven't even looked at pricing. I think, you know, just off the top of my head, I kind of think DJ might be a good pivot because he's priced way the fuck up. And, you know, you have a lot of good players, so it might not be difficult to get him in, but at the same time, not a lot of people want to pay up that high. So if DJ should be 20%, 25%, and if he's 10 or 15, then he's a play.
Well, that's you. That's what I think.
Neiman over Leash.
Neiman.
It got out of hand. If we had bet that at the opener, I think it opened like -130 game. Neiman over Leishman.
I don't mind it. That's about right.
No, now it's like fucking 60.
Yeah. So what is the consensus? Tell him.
Yeah, I'm not betting the 120.
Not betting 120, Sammy. Did you hear that?
Not laying the stroke and a half for 120. No, can't. Too much. Too expensive. Leishman's shown some form with his iron, so I'm just going to hang out.
Daniel Edwards wants to know what his one and done league. We got two golfers each week. Should I back off using Murakawa during the putting grip change there?
Look, he can't be any worse. I hate putting grip changes. I'm so pissed.
We've got the Japanese singing in the background.
Why is he changing his putting grip? It's so fucking
because strange. It's bad, bro. And obviously, when he was on the putting green and he talked to Marco Mira about it, who's 190th in strokes game putting on the senior tour right now.
Are you serious?
Oh, bro.
He's taking fucking advice from Marco Mira? What? Marco Mira is a terrible putter.
But you do have to remember this, though. If he wants to change, he sees it being a weakness. Like currently, it's like, bro, I have been really bad in the short. Like I have basically no confidence. So if he's doing it and he saw success with it, he's not doing it for no reason. That's just my mental from golf and so on.
I just fucking hate when guys change their fucking playing strokes. I think it's just bad. Maybe he should close his eyes like Sergio. Just go fucking full tilt.
I'm trying to think of successful putting changes that Webb.
Find one. Oh, Webb. It took Webb forever.
There's been probably some. Which
Scott. To a certain extent.
I think Sergio putted it well for a little while. We went to the claw.
I hate it. I fucking hate it.
I will. What are you going to do?
Nothing. Okay. Well, I think we're good. I think that's it, man. That was fun.
All right. With that being said, thank you guys for tuning in. We absolutely love doing this. JD is doing the $10 free roll.
Oh, yeah.
So anybody sending a screenshot?
First
one to send. I'm sorry. The first one sending the
screenshot. Come on, baby. Relax.
I'm pretty sure we're going to get some merch going in the next few weeks. So let's just try to make that happen. Anything closing notes? Like, subscribe, share the live. We need likes. Smash the subscribe button, etc. Likes, all that good stuff. Quit. We don't need to be the secret anymore. Let's make us popular. We got the brownest guys in the golf atmosphere. You know, we're like the pepper in the grits of golf. You know what I'm saying?
In the white rice of golf.
Exactly. All right. So,
yes, sir.
Is that it?
That's it. Peace out.